This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. State rejects NRDC fish fight. GOP defends Air District. Stabenow deals a deal. And next steps in milk pricing debate. Water Board rejects NRDC petition on fish flows. A coalition of environmental groups has petitioned the State Water Board to object to a federal plan for supplying water to Fall Run Chinook salmon. On Thursday, the board rejected the petition. The coalition, led by Natural Resources Defense Council, argued the Bureau of Reclamation has been failing to deliver enough cold water from Lake Shasta to maintain a downstream fishery. The groups argued that despite the wet conditions this year, the Bureau is violating endangered species protections. The board concluded the temperature management plan approved last year was appropriate and proper. The board also denied a separate petition by the Sacramento River Settlement contractors who charged the agency exceeded its authority in approving the federal plan. Valley lawmakers defend Air District. The Assembly this week passed AB 985, which pushes for more scrutiny over which businesses can acquire emission reduction credits in the San Joaquin Valley. Assemblymember Joaquin Arambula of Fresno targeted the Valley's Air District in his bill. Yet fellow Democrat Assemblymember Carlos Villaputa of Stockton defended the Air District. He argued measures like this disincentivize businesses from relocating in the Central Valley. And, in fact, businesses are leaving because it's so difficult. Vince Fong of Bakersfield noted that the bill is dividing the valley and the consequences of rescinding air quality permits would be disastrous. Heath Flora of Ripon, also a Republican, called it another attack on the valley. The businesses, the ag community, the farmers, they need support, said Flora, adding that his bill would take away an important tool in meeting state emission goals. Snap work rules settled, Stabenow says. House Republicans are now saying they may take another look at tightening SNAP work requirements, but Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow told AgriPulse the issue is settled and it won't be addressed again in the upcoming farm bill. We'll have discussions, but what's been agreed to has been agreed to. As far as I'm concerned, this piece is settled. We have a lot of other issues in the farm bill to address, she said. Under the agreement between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the age limit for SNAP work rules is being raised to 54. But there are new exemptions from the requirement for veterans, homeless people, and young adults that are aging out of the foster care system. The provisions are a key part of legislation to increase the debt ceiling. Now keep in mind, Republicans were put on the defensive when the Congressional Budget Office estimated those SNAP provisions would increase, not cut, SNAP participation. House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson disputes the CBO cost estimate, but after the Wednesday night vote of the lower chamber on the debt deal, he also wasn't ruling out using the farm bill to revisit the new exemptions. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Cramer likes permitting reform language in debt deal. Senator Kevin Cramer, the North Dakota Republican, is telling AgriPulse the permitting reform measures in the debt ceiling bill are pretty significant. He points specifically to deadlines for federal agencies to complete National Environmental Policy Act reviews and a provision to enforce those deadlines by going to court. My oil guys in North Dakota are really impressed with it, Cramer said. The legislation requires agencies to complete environmental assessment within 1 year and be no more than 75 pages. Environmental impact statements, which are generally done for more complex projects, they get 2 years and 150 pages. Keep in mind, Kramer also wants to see Congress tackle comprehensive permitting reform and require expedited judicial review for NEPA challenges. USDA sets action plan for federal milk marketing order reforms. USDA has laid out an action plan to move forward a national hearing based on the National Milk Producers Federation proposal to overhaul the federal milk marketing orders. The first step is a pre-hearing scheduled in 2 weeks on June 16th, that setting up a potential full hearing on August 23rd. Dairy producers have proven throughout this process that with unity and careful attention to each other's needs, we can achieve impressive things, says National Milk Producers Federation Chairman Randy Mooney, a dairy farmer near Rogersville, Missouri. Dairy's strength comes from its farms and producers ready to face challenges and seize opportunities. Take note, the industry remains divided over what USDA should do. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest co-op in the country in terms of milk volume, so the hearing should be delayed until after farm bill discussion. The International Dairy Foods Association has a significantly different proposal before USDA. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I'm sure that there will be continued efforts by some powerful special interest to limit this, but I believe that what we've done has been validated in the marketplace. That's Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, the Oregon Democrat, saying he expects further attacks on the Inflation Reduction Act's clean energy tax incentives. The measures survived GOP efforts to kill them as a part of the debt limit negotiations, but Wyden says there is strong investor interest in the incentives. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 2nd, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.